Module 7, Overall Procedure. Let's start with the overall procedure for self-evaluation. The institution, whether it be a university, Athenaeum, faculty, or individual academic unit, is required to carry out an internal evaluation which will lead, among other things, to the preparation of a self-evaluation report. The self-evaluation report is in compliance with the guidelines provided by AVAPRO and available on the AVAPRO website. The self-evaluation report contains descriptive aspects and quantitative data, as well as a detailed analysis of the institution's strengths and weaknesses. Thus, the report must not only describe the state of affairs, but also include and clearly express an evaluation of the institution. The appointment of the peer review team to follow up. Once the self-evaluation report is ready, it can be helpful for the institution to submit it to a group of peers for critical review. These experts, chosen by the institution, contribute by impartially analyzing the self-evaluation report, but they do not have the burden of obligation and responsibility of those who carry out the site visit on behalf of, and in the name of, AVAPRO. The peers have the role of quasi-consultants and offer advice before the self-evaluation report is finalized. The peer review visit takes place in a climate of confidentiality and should be seen as the penultimate stage in the internal evaluation process. Following their visit, the peers prepare a brief report in which they point out, above all, the critical areas found in the self-evaluation report and confirmed during their visit. In the follow-up to this phase, the institution in question has to adopt or explain why it has decided not to adopt the peers' observations in relation to the self-evaluation report. At the end of this stage, the self-evaluation report can be considered complete and can be sent to AVAPRO, usually by email. Now let us review the procedure for the appointment of the external evaluation group or commission. The agency selects a variable number of experts from its database, according to the size of the institution being evaluated, who will be asked to carry out the external visit. The External Evaluation Commission is usually composed of a president, at least one expert in an area of study that characterizes the institution, and a student. The institution organizes the site visit in agreement with the president and members of the External Evaluation Commission. Between them, they must agree on a possible date and inform the agency, which will send the self-evaluation report to the commission. The institution is responsible for both the organizational and financial aspects of the commission's visit. Let us review the procedure for the external evaluation report. At the end of the visit, a previously designated member of the commission has the task of gathering together the contributions and preparing a draft evaluation report. The president of the commission is required to check that the report faithfully summarizes the elements that came to light during the visit and that appropriate language and style are used. When the report is ready, it is sent to the institution, which has 15 days in which to respond, mainly concerning any formal errors or typing mistakes. The institution sends its comments to the president of the commission, which are included in the report as an annex. At this point, the report can be considered complete, and the president sends it to the agency. If the institution does not provide any comments or response within 15 days of receipt of the draft report, it is presumed that it has no objections to make, and the commission's report becomes final and is ready to be sent to the agency. Finally, let us turn our attention to the procedure for preparing the quality improvement plan. Within a few months of the visit and delivery of the evaluation report, the institution is called upon to prepare a quality improvement plan, stating how it intends to respond to the commission's observations and recommendations, or explaining why it does not intend to act on them. This quality improvement plan is sent to AVAPRO, who sends both the final evaluation report and the quality improvement plan to the institution's chancellor or grand chancellor. If the institution does not send a quality improvement plan within a reasonable amount of time, AvaPro will only send the final evaluation report to the chancellor. A new evaluation cycle begins after about 5 years, when the institution will be required to submit a new self-evaluation report to AvaPro. The overall procedure for the Evaluation Commission for Universities can be summarized in 12 steps represented in this graph. Let us quickly walk through the 12 basic steps, starting at the top of the circle. We begin with a self-evaluation, followed by the self-evaluation report, the appointment of the peer review group, the site visit for internal evaluation, the peer review group report, the follow-up, the appointment of the external evaluation group by AvaPro, the site visit for external evaluation, the submission of the external evaluation group report, the elaboration of the quality improvement plan by the faculty, and the submission of the quality improvement plan to the Quality Commission, AvaPro, and the Chancellor. After 5 years, the new evaluation cycle begins again. A similar graph summarizes the procedures for individual faculties, which are slightly fewer. The documents accompanying this presentation include these graphics, which you can consult at greater length. Thank you for following this online training program.